Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect fit into a Hall of Fame? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P format. And we have a fantastic guest from the ACC. It's the North Carolina receiver, Austin Prowell. Fantastic, fantastic skill set. This kid brings a lot of things to the table, and he's going to share those details with us. Austin, welcome to the program. What's it like knowing that your teammates are preparing for spring ball and things of that nature, and you're 20 days away from the National Football League's 2018 NFL Draft?
Oh, man, it's pretty cool. It's a dream come true. I mean, just being in this situation is a blessing. I can tell you what, something that I've been dreaming about for a long time. I'm looking forward to it.
Nice. Now, usually when we have guys like yourself, if about this point, you know, spring ball's started for some programs, have you had that, like, cold sweat wake-up moment where you're thinking you're missing practice?
I actually haven't. I'm kind of surprised. I haven't woke up in the middle of the night thinking I forgot to set my alarm for a workout or a practice or something, and I'm a little surprised about it. But I'm not mad that I'm not going to spring ball, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's probably got to be a kind of a strange thing. So, I mean, you've heard it 1,000 times. I mean, your father, Ricky, was an NFL receiver. You're following in those footsteps. But, I mean, for you personally, at a young age, I mean, when did you start playing the game? And were you a little bit better, you know, at the Pop Warner, even, you know, high school levels when you were a young kid?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing the game for a while, ever since I was about 5 years old. And obviously been surrounded by some great players and some of the best of all time, just being around my dad and some of the teams he's been on. And, you know, I give a lot of credit to him just, putting me in that position to be around great players and guys that love what they do and work hard to be where they were. You know, so I learned at a young age that it took a lot of hard work and dedication to be good at what you do and to play at a high level. So, I credit a lot of my ability and my work ethic and, just everything I do on a daily basis in order to improve my game with just everything I've been surrounded with as I've grown up and the places I've been.
So once again, Austin Prowell, North Carolina Tar Heels receiver here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. Then you can check out his full bio at collegepro.com, which will also feature this particular draft exclusive. You arrive at North Carolina, and you know as well as anybody, I mean, everybody that's suiting up on Saturday, I think ingrained in your heart that you want an opportunity to play on Sunday. But when does this kind of start to sink in that you have a real gift and you have a legit shot at making this happen?
I think it starts happening as you get older and as you start moving through your college career. I think, you know, when I became a junior, I really started to realize that I had a chance to be able to fulfill my dream and play at the highest level. And I think, one thing that it did for me was it made me realize that I had to work. You know, I had to continue to work, and I never arrived. I never thought I was good enough, and I continued to work on the little things that I knew I had to become better at in order to propel me in my game to a higher level in order for me to have this opportunity. And I think, for me, that was big just to be able to realize that. It taught me a lot, and it made me grow up you know, and be able to realize that the little things are what matters, and the little things are what, you know, puts people like me who aren't the biggest and the tallest or whatever it may be, them in a position to succeed at the highest level. So, you know, I started to realize it as I grew up, especially in college, but, you know, it was something that, you know, when it hits you, and you got to be prepared for it.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely got to be prepared for it. And I think expectations were through the roof for you coming into your senior year. I mean, you had a fantastic opening year. I think you went over 100 yards on opening day. Then you had the collarbone injury. How long does it take for you to kind of just, you know, shake it off and just, you know, kind of reset and then just focus on getting back before the end of the year?
It honestly took me a while. You know, when I had surgery, you know, it was kind of one of those things where I had to really, like, wake myself up and kind of slap myself in the face, so to speak, and just say, listen, like, this happened. You know, it is what it is, and I can't change it. And, you know, each and every day I had to prepare to come back. And a lot of people said I was done for the year and done for the season, and a lot of people were counting me out. But I made a decision that, you know, I wanted to come back and play. And for me, it was important to me. You know, a lot of people were you know, just obviously doubting the fact that I could come back in 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks with the surgery I had to have. So, you know, just woke up every morning with a purpose, with a goal in mind, and just wanted to get better each and every day, just whether it was a step, whether it was a baby step or whether it was a big step, just a step in the right direction was something, you know, and that's what I did. So it was hard. It never got easier until I was able to step back on the field, and I think that's what drove me to come back as fast as I did.
Yeah, it's a gritty performance, man, for you. I mean, just kind of rehabbing and being able to get back, man. Like I said, you really had to probably put the axe to the grind, as they say, and get this thing done. Austin, I ask every guy that's ever been on our program, I mean, if we threw you in the film room right now, you're with some of these NFL scouts and they're breaking down tape. I mean, when they pause the film and they look at you, I mean, what do you think they're going to compliment you on? What are those home run qualities to the receiver position that they're going to fall in love with?
You know, my speed, my route running, and then my ability to get open and make plays. I think, you know, what most of these scouts are looking for is somebody who can, you know, create space in and out of routes and obviously make plays, move the chains, and make score touchdowns. So, you know, I think for me, my speed is key, my quickness, and then, like I said, being able to get in and out of breaks in order to create separation to get the ball in my hands, you know, make it an easy target for our quarterback, whoever that may be in the future, and give them an option every down, you know, and get open. So, you know, that's something that scouts are huge on, especially with a guy like me. And then my special team ability, you know, being able to return kicks and punts, you know, is obviously huge. It's something I take pride in. So, you know, just stuff like that, is something that, you know, I've definitely focusing on it and improving my game in those areas.
Awesome. What a way to describe yourself. Excellent stuff, Austin. And, I mean, this is your opportunity as well, because, I mean, we pass this off to scouts and coaches we know, and if they like listening, they always do. But, I mean, what goes unnoticed that can't be seen on tape? I mean, maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe you're a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a team leader. I mean, what are some of those intangibles that doesn't show up on tape that these guys need to know about?
No, I mean, I definitely think I'm a leader. You know, growing up, you know, being around the game for so long, I've learned so much. And, you know, as I got older in college, you know, I was a big lead by example. I didn't always say much, but, you know, I've always worked hard. You know, every time I stepped in the weight room or on the field or whether it was in meeting room, you know, it was always, you know, balls to the wall focus, just, you know, it's time to go to work. And that's something that I took pride in because I knew that's how I was going to, you know, get better and ultimately fulfill this dream and this journey that I'm on now. So, you know, just from a standpoint of the film room and all that, yeah, I do love watching film. I love educating myself on the game, learning new coverages, learning, you know, how certain defenses disguise coverages and tendencies and situations on, you know, certain down and distances. And then, you know, every time you step on the field, just go to work. You know, it's a business, you know, and someone's always trying to take your job. So each and every day you step out there, you got to be at your best, whether you feel like it or not. And not every day you're going to feel like it, but that's something that I preach to a lot of young guys, especially when I was a senior and a leader on our team and a captain, just you got to be able to come out there with a juice every day, whether you feel like it or not. And I take pride in that. And it's something that, you know, I'll continue to strive for.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Austin Powell, the Tar Heels standout receiver, breaking it down, all the intangibles he brings to the next level. As 20 days remain before the 2018 NFL draft. I mean, all the football fans out there, they know of your father. He was a great receiver himself. I mean, how much of an impact has he been for you and just kind of helping you, I'm sure, on and off the field and just kind of helping you get to where you're at?
I mean, he's been huge. It's been a game changer having him throughout this process. You know, this, you know, not everything is, you know, good. Not everything you go through in this process is positive, and you know, you got to learn to deal with the negatives and make the most out of them. And he's done a great job of helping me out. You know, just continuing to keep me, you know, on the same level, not ever get too high or get too low with the situations that fly at you. And you know, just obviously, you know, him coaching me on the field has been a huge asset for me. And then being able to distinguish between a father and a coach relationship, you know, as soon as we step in between those white lines, you know, he's my coach, and that's something that we've understood, you know, since I was little. You know, it's, you know, he loves me, you know, as a coach, but as soon as we step through those white lines, you know, it's he's hard on me. You know, he coaches me like he coaches anybody else. And, you know, as soon as he steps out of those white lines, he loves me as a dad and as a father. And, you know, we can have, you know, regular conversations, but, you know, that being able to distinguish that boundary is huge. You know, because he's the hardest coach I've ever had. And I take pride in that because I've never wanted him to take it easy on me. And I know he doesn't want to take it easy on me. So it's something that's helped me out a lot. It's something that has pushed me and made me work harder.
Definitely. I think you're well on your way, Austin. I mean, a joking around type stuff. I mean, do you guys ever scorch each other on, you know, who has better hands or who's a better route runner or anything like that?
Absolutely. I mean, for me personally, I tell him all the time, which is kind of giving him credit, but, you know, how could he have been a better route runner than me and better hands than me if I'm the one learning from him? So, obviously, I have to be better.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
He's teaching me
stuff,
everything,
man.
He's known. Yeah.
Oh, that's well put. Oh man, dude, I could keep you for another hour, but I know you got a lot on your plate and you're, you know, well on your way, so I don't want to keep you. But before we let you go, we always like to have some fun words, and we kind of started those. But you ready to take a shot with some off the wall questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now your head coach Larry Fedora. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
We have a DB on our team, KJ Sales, who does a great impersonation of him, and he will do it in front of him. Pretty funny.
That's excellent. Does Coach laugh? You get a kick out of it?
Yeah, he gets a little kick out of it, but I think he's very serious at all times. So he gets a little 2 second little little chuckle out of it, and then kind of moves on.
That's excellent. And how about this one? It's kind of a vogue thing right now. Not everybody's into it, but it seems to be catching on. A lot of guys are getting their cleats or spikes painted with some sort of idea, theme. If you could have anything spray painted on your shoes, what would you want to see down there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I haven't figured that out yet. I might do something. At my time in Carolina, I did a lot of work with the cancer hospital, the Carolina Cancer Hospital, and hospital in general is a big hospital and helps a lot of patients. So I spent a lot of time over there in my 4 years over at Carolina. So, you know, it might have something to do with that. I haven't really decided. Hopefully we can find a cool little design. I could, you know, paint something on a cleat that would be pretty cool for our cancer awareness game or something next year.
Very thoughtful and well said, Austin. And then the final question, not so much an off-the-wall question, but in my personal humble opinion, you're represented by Rep One Sports. I think they're one of the best in the business. How easy was it, I guess, to make that decision, and what brought you to them?
It was extremely easy. You know, the minute I met with Bruce and the guys, you know, I realized how awesome they were, how thoughtful they were, and how much they cared about us more than just being football players, and it made my decision easy. I didn't really have to think about it much. You know, it brought me to them Just having former teammates like Mitch, who was my best friend and my roommate at Carolina, who signed with them, and then Mac Hollins. And then obviously they have a great reputation with the other guys they have. I mean, to have, you know, the performers that they have, quarterbacks and offensive linemen and the receivers and everybody they have is just, you know, a great group of guys. And I knew I was going to be surrounded by a great support system and people who, you know, cared about me, you know, more than just, you know, being a football player and an athlete. And, you know, that meant a lot to me. And then obviously, you know, just my faith is a big key in my life. And I know, you know, they support that and support everything I do. So, you know, for me, it was an easy decision. They've been, you know, more than awesome during this process. They've helped me out more than they could ever imagine. Just believing in me and, you know, even coming off a surgery where it's not easy, you know, but they've done everything they could for me, and they continue to do it. And, you know, it was the best decision I've made, you know, in my life. So I thank them for everything they've done up to this point and going to do throughout this process.
Awesome stuff, man. And you're doing the rest on your own, man. I mean, you're the reason why they're interested, because you bring so many great qualities. And you mentioned your faith. Hey, Psalms 37:4, you delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, and hopefully those desires become fruition on the weekend of April 26th, 27th, and 28th when you hear your name called at the 2018 NFL Draft. Austin, you've been a pleasure to watch on the field and a pleasure to get to know tonight. We just wish you all the best, my man.
Thank you, man. It's been awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Austin Proell, the standout Tar Heels receiver, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. You folks know the drill. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in your guest name, followed by the 2018 Draft Blast, and there you can find the link. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.